mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number two of this Thursday, 16th day of June 2005 edition. I know we got Mark and Derek and Delilah and Jim and Tim and Bart. And we're going to go to your calls in about 20 minutes or so. I will get to you in the third segment. I promise. Just be patient. Because no matter what issue you bring up, Ted Pike, Pastor Ted Pike, can comment on it. And Ted Pike has really been fighting these hate laws that can only be described as Nazi Soviet style. And they're pushed by socialist groups, liberal groups, government front groups like the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're being very public now. They want, if you read Bible passages, for you to be arrested. This is public. Public statements. Public manuals. They want, if you criticize open borders, that you be arrested and registered. That is New York newspapers. That's major L.A. Weekly 2 weeks ago. They want laws passed. Literally, and in Canada they do this, in England they do this now. I have BBC articles, you know, 100-plus homes raided in hate sweep. And it said, you know, the midnight raids were made of over 100 homes of people who've been heard to use racial slurs. Why, I heard you call an Arab a bad name while you're being arrested. Now, again, I don't want to call Arabs bad names. I don't call anybody bad names. I really don't dislike any group of people. I dislike certain cultures, certain groups. I don't like the Italian mafia. It doesn't mean I don't like Italians. I don't like the Jewish mafia. It doesn't mean I don't like Jews. I don't like the WASP mafia that Bush heads up. It doesn't mean I don't like white people. And I know Pastor Ted Pike is in the same camp, but when they openly want to arrest us for reading the Bible, and they arrest people for protesting Bush too, liberals now, what comes around goes around, we've got to stand up. Pastor, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
They really played their hand. I heard you on the radio last night, and I called into a show you were on. I mean, they played their hand with really coming out with what they want. They've really shown people that you were right when you warned us 10 years ago.
Yes, I have been battling the big federal hate bill, especially for about the last 5 years, and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, who is the architect of anti-hate legislation worldwide, has been trying desperately again and again and again.
But you've been out there for a decade warning people.
That's right, and they've been trying to get that through Congress because that will create a vast federal anti-hate bureaucracy in which Christians who do nothing more than criticize homosexuality can be arrested as haters and hate criminals.
And, folks, this isn't a joke. I mean, they're really doing this. They're saying this. Law enforcement manuals are saying this.
That's right. The ADL is basically in control of the federal government's program for teaching FBI agents, Justice Department officials, and even the local police. In every hamlet, every local police station in America, the local police take sensitivity training seminars from the ADL. They receive their definitions, their hate crimes, the statistics reporting criteria from the ADL. And what the ADL is doing is sitting in the driver's seat of hate crimes education in America. But what they want to do is establish a huge federal octopus organization coming out of Washington, D.C., which can invade states' rights in law enforcement anytime it wants to.
And they're also a criminal organization. They've lost a lot of lawsuits. They've criminally been caught keeping files, paying off police captains.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's just taken for granted by the FBI that if they want information that's not legally obtainable, they just go to the ADL because the ADL has such a vast library of people that they have been snooping on.
And, folks, it's no joke. The ADL is basically an intelligence arm of Mossad and Shin Bet.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is. That's been well documented.
I mean, that's just public. It's just a foreign intelligence service like the KGB or anybody else. So we'll talk about this KGB organization when we get back with Pastor Ted Pike. And your calls are coming up as well. And we'll tell you about Ted's website when we get back. So stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is ours.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. We're talking to Pastor Ted Pike. And you can go to their website, truthtellers.org. Masses of information about the hate crimes acts and the rest of it. And again, I want to be clear about something. I have been attacked by the neo-Nazis. I have been attacked viciously. I've been sent death threats because I don't think Jews are evil. I don't think Jews are bad. I know most Jews are like most Americans, most black people, most white people. They're ignorant. They're decadent. They're part of this society. They don't even know who their leaders are. The globalists are masters of controlling every group that's out there. But the ADL is a savage, vicious organization. Imagine getting death threats from white supremacist groups and at the same time being attacked by the ADL when I never said a word about any Jewish group. But that's their bait. They want me to then attack Jews. We've got Zionist documents where they say we want people to attack Jews. Then that makes the Jews go under our wings so we can control them. They had consultations with Hitler, that is, the Zionists did, and all these things are public now. This is really hurting these groups badly. And you've even got a classism in there. You've got the Ashkenazi Jews and the other Jews fighting with each other. Jews that are, you know, the European Jews, the Khazarian Jews, who literally think they're better than the what you'd call real Jews, or, you know, Jews in the Middle East, Jews that look pretty much like Arabs. It's really sick, folks. And so I will fight Mechia. I will fight La Raza, Mexican supremacist groups. I will fight Jewish supremacist groups. I will fight white supremacist groups. All of these people play into the New World Order's hands. And at the top of the New World Order, I've researched it for a long time, they are devil-worshipping Nazis. And by that, you think the Nazis appeared in the 1930s. No, folks, they're the Thule and Thule Society. They believe in black magic, Luciferianism. That's what they're into. So we're dealing with evil people. And they masquerade as all these different groups. So I'm not going to play into their trap. And neither does Pastor Ted Pike. He talks about the Jews being God's chosen people. He talks about how they've been controlled. He talks about how every major prophet came to rebuke them and to try to reprove their evil. And the Bolshevik, atheistic, one-world government, gun-grabbing Jews in Israel, the ones that run Israel, they're the group with their intelligence agency of the ADL in this country, basically a Shin Bet / Mossad arm. I mean, they've been caught red-handed. It's admitted. Criminally. They went after pastors all over this country for praying on the side of the street against homosexuality. Whether you're for that or against it, it's their right to do it. They shouldn't get 47 years in prison. They believe you should be arrested if you're anti-abortion and protest it. They went up against Roy Moore, Supreme Court Justice in Alabama. They lobbied. They were the leaders of it. It's classic, a Jewish document, Mount Sinai. They want it removed. Stop attacking my faith. Stop trying to take my rights. Stop trying to violate my free speech. Stop spying on people. They've been caught in L.A., San Francisco, all over with thousands of files on people. They've got their sheriff. They've got their sheriff. They're in L.A. This was in the major newspapers 2 weeks ago, openly pushing for a law in the legislature where if you speak out against open borders groups, you will be arrested and registered in the same type system as a sexual predator. Folks, I mean, this isn't a game. Peaceful Christians in Philadelphia prayed on a street corner, videotaped it, were attacked by the police, basically taken to jail. And they tried to, and Bush's Justice Department tried to put him in jail for 47 years. This isn't a game, folks. And when you defend your faith and when you defend the First Amendment, they're going to call you anti-Semitic. They're anti-Semitic. They're against the Jewish people. They're against the Now I'm going to shut up now. Pastor Pike, we have massive state laws, massive federal laws. It's coming down. They're not playing games. You got the floor. Tell us about it.
Well, this all started about 30 years ago, a full force. In Canada, the northern branches of the ADL, which is B'nai B'rith Canada and the Canadian Jewish Congress, began to intensely lobby the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa to establish a hate crimes law for the nation. And they were successful in 1971, passing the Human Rights Act of Canada. And under Section 319 of that law, it is illegal now in Canada to criticize homosexuality in specific terms in public, and that includes on the street corner or on the airwaves. If a talk show host were to even say that there's a higher rate of AIDS among the homosexual community than the general populace, that would be considered a hate crime.
Everything you're saying is true. I mean, even weirdos like David Icke goes over there and doesn't say a word about Jews, and they try to arrest him saying that talking about space aliens could be code for Jews. I mean, you're not even allowed to talk about space aliens.
That's right.
That's the Toronto Star. We're not joking.
That's right. And now down here in the United States, in 1989, the ADL held a huge national anti-hate crimes law competition among law students in the United States. And this was to help formulate a workable hate law that could be used both on the state and the federal level. And the winner of that competition, Joseph Ribicoff, who was a Jewish law student from Whittier, California, made some astonishing proposals. He proposed that if some right-wing organization showed a film which was critical of homosexuality, that the leaders of that organization should be indicted as hate criminals, and furthermore, if the members, perhaps even the thousands of members of that right-wing organization, continue to remain members, they should all be indicted as hate criminals. And the ADL liked that so much, they gave him first prize. They threw that in the hopper, and they created a model anti-hate law for the states. And during the 1990s, the ADL very, very quietly but very insistently persuaded no less than about 46 of the state legislatures in America to adopt some version of their anti-hate law. And this was the anti-hate law which indicted these Christians in Philadelphia this last October 8th. And so what we have today is we have an Orwellian system of hate laws already established on the local, the state level, which can be activated anytime the ADL wants to go after a pastor or perhaps an anti-abortionist, the doctor or whatever. But the big plum, the big prize for the ADL is a federal Big Brother anti-hate law. And as I mentioned earlier, for about the past 5 years, they've been trying incessantly to get this law passed, and I've been pretty much leading the movement against this and raising a ruckus every time they introduce it. The last time it was introduced was on last June, June 15th, when to my astonishment, no less than 15 Republican senators went over and voted with the Democrats 65-33 in favor of what was called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. But I was on the radio all summer long on dozens of talk shows warning the American people against it, and we were able to defeat that on October 8th. But the ADL, in tremendous anger and fury and revenge against having lost in the House, they hit back against these 11 Christians in Philadelphia. Basically, they said, well, if we can't have our federal hate law, and if the Christians will defeat us on the federal level, we're going to hit back hard on the state level. And so through their district attorney, who Lynn Abraham, who is a national executive board member of the ADL, through this head honcho of the ADL, Lynn Abraham authorized the arrest of these 11 Christians, but it turned out to be the biggest mistake the ADL ever made, because it backfired on them tremendously, and we got tremendous national and international attention showing how they were attempting basically to begin persecution of Christians in America.
Well, I mean, the laws they were proposing said this in countries like England and Germany and Canada, where they've gotten it passed, they do this. People didn't want to believe us, but why were Christian leaders silent when the ADL led the charge against the Ten Commandments?
Well, this is really, really baffling. I think one of the reasons why the ADL was so bold in Philadelphia was because despite Christians coming out and going as far as the ballot box and voting down these gay marriage referendums, nevertheless, the Christian community has a pretty poor record in the last few years of actually going out there and becoming militant and making signs and standing up for what they believe. And I think the
ADL... Well, that's because the preachers tell them don't do that.
Yeah, the ADL was overconfident. They thought that the Christians are caving in, they're too decadent, they won't stand up. And I think their assessment is true. I think the Christian community is unbelievably weak and passive. But thanks to AM Talk Radio, I was able to find about 45 talk show hosts like yourself who were able to put me on the air, and we sounded the alarm and got millions and millions of people aware in very practical terms of the threat of anti-hate laws.
Well, folks, earlier I sped over that David Icke story. Folks, just type in David Icke detained in Canada. You'll get mainstream news articles. He doesn't even talk about any racial groups. He says kumbaya, love, 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 kind of a new age type deal. Believes in space aliens, basically. And David Icke shows up, and they detain him for like 5 hours and say, we're going to arrest you. We know you're anti-Semitic. And he said, excuse me? Well, don't you mean these space aliens? Don't you really mean Jews? I mean, that's how crazy it is, where just anything and everything, they just ban speech. I mean, folks, They're out of control. This is a boot stomping on free speech, and I'm not going to put up with it.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Talk about whatever issue you want, but I'm sure Pastor Pike will have a comment or two on it. And I've got some other news I want to go over with him. But, folks, I mean, really, this is the group driving for laws that some states have passed, like Pennsylvania, where you read Bible passages, preachers can be arrested or fined. Now, again, if we go along with that, we're in the jaws of the Soviet Americas. If we say no, it'll blow up in their face and they will fail. But think about it. I mean, trying to get the Ten Commandments out of our buildings? I mean, that's what the ADL does, basically an arm of Israel. While our government gives everything to Israel, supports Israel, they're busy trying to basically take our government over. And that's what governments always try to do. You know, the Nazis tried it, the Russians tried it, the British have tried it. And I'm tired of it. I really am sick and tired of it. And so we'll talk more about this with Pastor Pike. Let's talk to Derek in Toronto, Canada. Derek, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Nice to be with you. I'm a proud, I'm a member of Prison Planet TV. I'd recommend that to anybody out there who's listening.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to bring up a subject not too many people are aware about, and I've been doing a lot of research. I'm a truth seeker. Veritas is alive and well. That's what we have to do, affirmative action. And there was an article about a Bush rape case a couple years back.
Yeah, and then the woman suddenly died.
She shows up dead in her affidavit 2 years before the fact. She said that she was going to be murdered, and they were going to make it look like a suicide. And that actually happened.
Well, Princess Diana, and that was down in Houston, Princess Diana said, Charles has told me he's going to kill me, and it's going to look like a fake auto accident. And then she dies in the auto accident, and all the evidence is they killed her. You know, I mean, that just takes hours to go over.
I guess everybody's
replacing the car, turning the cameras off, the ambulance taking 30 minutes to get there, driving 25 miles an hour. Any comments on all these assassinations the globalists carry out, Pastor?
Well, as we've been mentioning, the ADL is the American branch of Mossad, and there is certainly a network which has been well established of crime, involvement in crime, involvement in all kinds of covert activity. And there's an interesting document called the Hoaxer Report by Laird Wilcox of the University of Kansas, which graphically reveals how that the ADL will get into all kinds of illegal activities, including the role of agent provocateur, desecrating synagogues, creating hate crimes, creating all this kind of illegal activity in order to create the illusion of an epidemic of hate or anti-Semitism.
You've actually got that report and mainstream articles on your site. Folks, I mean, just type it in. You know, Jews caught desecrating synagogues, and blacks have been caught doing this a lot, too. It's all under the same umbrella, you know, mailing each other. They caught them up in Idaho, what, about 7 years ago? They were trying to pass a hate law, and they had the white supremacists out, hail Hitler, down with the Jews, down with the blacks, all this horrible stuff. And then they found out the guys really worked for a rabbi, and the donations were going back to his address.
Yeah, there's just too many reports, documented accounts of this. Actually, Jewish
people... So now
people...
it makes sense that I have the white supremacists threatening to kill me, and I have ADL after me.
The ADL is the unregistered agent of a foreign government, Israel, of Mossad in the United States. They are in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1937, which requires people who lobby for a foreign government in the United States to at least register with the federal government. They are also in violation of the separation of church and state, because the federal government, under the Hate Crime Statistic Act of 1990, which the ADL lobbied and passed, gives the ADL the right, as an adjunct of a religious organization, which is B'nai B'rith International, to teach, as I say, law enforcement in the United States about hate crimes.
It's incredible. Anything else, Derek? Oh, yeah, Derek's gone. We're going to come back and go to Delilah and others. But, folks, I mean, I'm tired of being knocked upside the head by these people. They prance around. They claim they represent Jews. They don't. You track back the Zionists. They actually supported Hitler. I mean, this is a very evil group, Pastor Pike.
Yes, we have a real problem in the world today with Jewish false leadership, evil leadership, which seems to represent the Jewish people, but in reality is actually fomenting anti-Semitism around the world. I mean, all of these abuses, and I could include Israel, where we have terrorists who have turned into premiers like Shamir and Begin and Shalom.
I have Haaretz, that's the big Jewish newspaper, admitting that a lot of these Al-Qaeda attacks over there, it turned out, were fake Mossad operations.
That's right. And they're bringing a lot of world anger against the Jewish people, where in reality it's the false Jewish leadership that's to blame.
Well, that's always been the devil's plan.
Yes, it has. And that's gone clear back, you know, to the Bible, where the Pharisees led the Jewish people into fanaticism and racism, ultimately leading into the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Pastor Ted Pike here in just a second and tell you about his great website and the work he does, some of the films he's produced, the books he's written, and, of course, your phone calls, Delilah and Matthew and Steve and others. And the toll-free number to join us, by the way, is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But think about how ridiculous this is. What an insult this is. America, the home of the free, the land of the brave, a free speech. You hear about liberals out protesting Bush. They get federally charged for peacefully standing there. They tell them, you can have 500 Bush supporters, you can't have one person against Bush, and they get a year in federal prison. Then it gets cut down to like a, 6 months. Folks, I mean, this is real, but they try to give Christians 47 years in prison as terrorists for praying on a street corner. Thank God the Christians had shot video of all this. And Bush was there trying to prosecute this. Bush takes the attorney general there in Alabama that went after Judge Roy Moore and elevates him to a federal judgeship. He appoints Alberto Gonzalez, pro-abortion, not even 12-year-olds having to tell their parents they're going to have one, anti-gun. I told the liberals, you really ought to love George Bush. You know, you're going to love all this stuff when they put a Democratic puppet in. You're going to lose your rights. We're going to lose our rights. If we don't all have free speech, folks, none of us have it. And they're going to have trouble killing the First Amendment. They're already trying to kill the Second. Look, I support all the Bill of Rights. And a big tool in shattering the false left-right paradigm that controls us, a key tool in this fight, are my videos and books. And we carry the best books, the best videos out there, bar none. We have the book on the USS Liberty, the video on the USS Liberty, and just an amazing film, Howard Films, about that government-sponsored terrorism as a pretext for war. We have Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships, great video. Innocence Betrayed comes with three free booklets on the Second Amendment as well when you get that. We have my 12 films, my new film, Martial Law. We have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where George Bush admittedly goes and engages in satanic rituals. I mean, it's admitted, folks. We have all these films, a bunch of different discounts we're offering, so when you call, be sure and ask about them. We have discounts of upwards of 75% off when you get multiple videos. Call right now, 1-888-253-3139. If you haven't gotten Masters of Terror, get it. If you haven't gotten Road to Tyranny, get it. If you haven't gotten my new film, Martial Law, get it. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. I ate my lunch in about 2 minutes during the break. I didn't get some of it down. Excuse me. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all the films online right there, right now. But it is so important to get my videos. It is so important to make copies of the films I've produced and to get them out to people. We've got to expose who's behind the terrorism, who's trying to destroy our Bill of Rights, who's setting up a police state. Pastor Pike, tell folks about your website and some of your videos.
Yes, my website is www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org. And I have four major videos I've done, including Hate Crimes, Making Criminals of Christians. This is an 80-minute documentary giving a complete background on the ADL, on all the illegal activities.
And if your pastor won't show this, you're in the wrong church.
Yeah. Well, this is a dynamite to show at your church or your conservative club or whatever. It's 80 minutes of action and
well, I think liberals would want to see this too. I mean, I think the so-called real liberals out there, they don't want to take people's free speech.
Oh no! In fact, I'm very happy to talk to liberal audiences, liberal talk shows, because the liberals really have as much to lose eventually as the rest of us. Because if they don't keep the hate crimes laws back, they will lose their privilege of criticizing Christians, and that would be a great loss for the liberals. But anyway,
and we've seen selective enforcement, but they'll still burn a few of the so-called liberals to do that.
That's right. It's true. For all practical purposes, these hate laws are anti-Christian laws, and it'll be quite a while before the liberals feel the brunt of prosecution. But this video is a I go to the ADL, right in front of the ADL headquarters in Seattle. I go in front of the police station in Vancouver, Canada. This is a complete documentation of the origins and the ambitions of anti-hate laws to bring persecution and an end to free speech.
All right. How do folks can go to truthtellers.org, or they can call a number?
Yes. My home number, if people would like to immediately order that, is 503-631-3808.
They obviously can't call that right now.
In a few minutes. I think I'm going to maybe on with Jack McClam in a while, but this morning you can call 503-631-3808 and give me a credit card, and I'll be happy to fire one of those off to you.
Yeah, that's right. I hope to keep you on with just a few minutes. You can say hi to Jack when he comes on. But getting back to this, though, because I want to go to these calls here in a minute, I don't think people realize that we had Robin Page, just a mainstream BBC broadcaster, pretty liberal, old guy for like 12 years, one of the number one shows on BBC, one man and his dog. He walks from town to town with the TV crew, showing the pubs and restaurants and hotels and the lakes and, you know, what's in the town. And they're banning fox hunting, and they're banning a lot of different types of farming and stuff in England. And so about 4 years ago, and this is about actually 3.5 years ago, it was right for 9/11, he gets up at a Rural Affairs, and they even had a clip of it in the BBC. And the BBC thought it was wonderful that their guy had been arrested. They agreed with it, of course. And he just said, look, we're losing our rights as rural communities. We deserve the same rights, this is a quote, as homosexuals and Muslims. Well, the Scotland Yard Diversity Unit came and arrested him the next night and threatened to charge him with inciting hatred.
Yeah.
And he said he was very sorry, so they released him and dropped the charges. And the head of Scotland Yard Diversity Unit in the BBC, and it was in London Telegraph too, said, well, he said the word homosexual, and we decide if even using that word is hate.
Yeah.
So just talking, just saying the God word. I mean, this is almost like you're not allowed to say the word Jehovah. Well, then now this is the God word. We decide if you're allowed to even say this word. And I had Mr. Page on, and then later I saw articles, and these are all posted under it in the old audio archives of PrisonPlanet.com. But folks, this is, I mean, there are hundreds of these cases we know of. It said 100-plus homes raided in anti-hate raid. And then I thought, man, let's hear what this is about. And it said that almost all of them were people that were heard saying racial slurs. And, I mean, they slam them down. They handcuff them in front of their kids. They take them to jail. And they do it to a bunch of different groups so everybody gets into tattling on each other.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is the Soviet Union, people. And listen, they're doing this in Canada. They want to do this here. And I'm not going to put up with some foreign intelligence agency controlling my government and saying what I can and can't say. Go ahead.
Yes, we have to remember that all this started with the ADL. They are the ones, you know, the Wright brothers invented the airplane. The ADL invented hate crimes laws and hate crimes definitions.
Well, actually, didn't the Soviets 40, 50 years ago have similar things?
Well, but the ADL and the Jewish Bolsheviks go back clear underneath the...
No, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. It's all part of this false, this problem of false, evil Jewish leadership, whether it's in Bolshevism, whether it's international banking, the media, Zionism, and so on, which does not represent the Jewish people, but is actually a curse to the Jewish people. And what we have to remember is that there's a very fundamental working definition for hate which is shared not only by the ADL but by the federal government right now, and that is hate equals bias against certain federally protected groups such as homosexuals. And what that does is...
Now, they're just using the homosexuals as a front group.
That's right. They have no great love for the homosexuals, but they are cannon fodder to break down Christian values and Christian civilization.
Shock troops.
And that's right. And so the ADL is an extremely evil organization which should be disbanded, and I really do call upon Jews of good intentions to end the ADL, end Benibrith.
And there are a lot of good conservative Jewish groups. Who are some of those guys?
Well, Rabbi Lapin is one conservative Jew. I would love to see somebody like him kind of become a second Moses and lead the Jewish people out of this bondage to the...
Well, exactly. Let me ask you a question. Was Moses anti-Semitic when he threw the tablets down and God killed the golden calf worshippers? I mean, really, that's the same group we're always fighting. Are the, God knows it's the chosen people. The devil knows that. So the devil's always trying to target and get control. It's really simple.
Well, if we look in the Bible, we find all of the prophecies.
So Moses was anti-Semitic, though, because he was against some bad Jews?
Absolutely not. That is...
But,
well,
I mean, he was against the first, I guess you'd call them Zionists, then.
the duty, the prerogative of all the true prophets of the Bible was to criticize the evil leaders.
I thought Ezekiel was anti-Semitic. Was he a member of the Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah. Even Jesus Christ.
Well, Jesus, he whipped them. Yeah, he was...
Yeah. No one has ever exceeded Jesus Christ in his public denunciation of the false leaders of Israel, and I proudly follow in that tradition. And if they want to call me anti-Semitic, well, I have a lot of good company from the Bible.
Well, I mean, it's insane. I mean, now it's hurting them, though, because all the documents are coming out of the Soviet archives and the German archives and the U.S. archives. They've kept them all secret. And it's top Zionists going, we love Hitler. We're working with him. He's going to persecute the Jews, and they'll come serve us. And they were occultists. Salon magazine did a report on this big occultist who had this big weird temple in Nazi Germany in Berlin. And at the end of the war, Hitler left him alone. I mean, it's so sick to watch what the Zionists have done to Jews.
Well, they will do anything, literally anything, including sacrificing their own people in order to attain the kind of dominance
they want. Well,
they say
that. They say it's good to have our people persecuted because then they'll serve us.
Oh yeah. And they need anti-Semitism. Historically, Rabbinic Judaism and the ADL and all this evil leadership has needed the antagonism of anti-Semitism in order to cause the Jewish people to cohere together as a block and keep them separated, keep them isolated, keep them hating Jesus Christ and the Gentiles and so on. They need anti-Semitism, but the truth of the matter is that thousands of years ago, God told the Jewish people through Jeremiah that when they were dispersed among the nations, they should try to seek the peace and the good and the welfare of those nations. And I'd love to see Jews like Rabbi Lapin call the Jewish people to return to that benign and providential role among the nations of simply dwelling there and encouraging faith and obedience to God's law as they understand it. Then we would have peace in the Middle East. Then we would have peace and we would have an end to anti-Semitism.
Well, as Christians, we have to ask ourselves, I mean, is it okay this group wants the Ten Commandments down? I mean, are we anti-Semitic if we want the Ten Commandments?
Those are very good questions, and the time has come now, Alex, when we have got to be able to boldly criticize this evil curse of wicked
but as you said, we have directly tracked the white supremacist. It was like the good old boy roundup in 91, 92, burning effigies of blacks, burning effigies of Jews, selling inward hunting licenses, all these feds together. Every time we track, now Morris Deese is in trouble, track back to Oklahoma City and all these people at Elohim City. Same story. Every time these horrible Jew-hating people, you know, calling them all these names, they are actually aiding, in many cases consciously getting a paycheck, to actually aid the Zionists. Is that not true?
Well, right. And my intention, I believe as an evangelical Christian, that God does have a covenant with a remnant of Jews who are predestined to be converted to Christ at his second coming. I believe that I have a duty as a Christian to seek the welfare and the good of the Jewish people and preserve them for God's plan in the ages. And what I see is the ADL false leadership running competition to me as they try to ensnare the Jewish people under the accusation that they are all evil or degenerate or subversive or whatever.
Well, look, I experienced this. I mean, here I am, you know, 5-6 years ago, never saying a word about Israel, and then suddenly I'm being attacked by the ADL because I'm against gun control.
Well, the same thing is true. I remember back in the early 60s, my parents were on the radio here in Portland, and they were dedicated anti-communists, knew nothing of any kind of Zionist conspiracy, and yet the ADL made a visit to that local radio station demanding that Claude Pike be put off the air, and we couldn't believe that just for being anti-communist, we were considered anti-Semitic at the same time. So
David Icke's talking about space aliens, they had him arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's Jewish. I guess if I have a cup of coffee, I'm killing a Jew when I drink it.
Right.
I mean, I'm sick of it, man. Everything's anti-Semitic. I'm against land grabbing. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. I'm against, you know, I mean, I'm not kidding, Pastor.
Yes. Well, the big problem right now, Alex, is we have the new version of the ADL's federal hate bill, which was just introduced on May 26th.
And we got to shoot that down.
Yeah, we've got to do that.
How do we do that?
We've got to get the calls going in there. We've got to, you know, you can stomp on a rattlesnake, but he's not really dead until you cut off his head. And the ADL is going to bring this bill back in various forms again and again and again. And we've got to speak out. Could I just give the toll-free number to Congress?
Yeah, let's give them that. Now they changed the name again. So
yes.
Give us the bill.
Yeah, the bill is, the important fact is it's H.R. 2662. That's 2662. And these bills always have the number 6 in them or multiples of 6.
By the way, if people don't believe this, type bill number 666 in and you'll get thousands of old bills, and they're always horrible police state bills.
Yeah, the last one was S966. This is 2662 and so on. Anyway,
we've had bills that are openly called 666.
That's right. This hate bill, here's a tongue twister. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005. But just call your senior member of Congress, even if you don't know who it is, you call in there to this number I'll give you right now, and the lady will take your zip code and put you in direct contact with your member of Congress. It's 877-762-8762. Again, that's 877-762-8762. And here's just a couple things you might say. Number one, for preaching the gospel, 11 Christians were arrested under Pennsylvania's anti-hate law. One reason you should say that is it shows to those members of Congress that hate laws are mean, they're vicious, they're not idealistic, they're out to throw Christians in jail. So number one, tell them for preaching the gospel, 11 Christians were arrested under Pennsylvania's anti-hate law. And number two, this proves that hate laws persecute Christians and end free speech. Number two, this proves that hate laws persecute Christians and end free speech. And finally, don't approve of H.R. 2662,
we'll be right back.
Bill.
We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. We got to blast through your calls quickly here. Thanks for holding. Delilah in Ohio. Delilah, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Pastor Pike. Nice to talk to you guys, and thanks for taking my call. I'd like Pastor Pike to please address the issue of the confusion where a lot of people say that, especially Christians, say that you have to obey the government no matter what, and then they use Romans 13 to back that up. I'd like Pastor Pike to also address where in the book of Acts, chapter 5, where they were in front of the high priest and they were told not to preach the name of Christ. And Peter and the apostles clearly said we ought to obey God rather than men.
Well, I mean, Romans 13 is taken out of context. We've done this 100 times. And the whole Bible is people standing up against the corrupt governments. I mean, that's why almost all the disciples had their heads cut off or were crucified or boiled in oil. And I guess the founding fathers were bad, and we were bad to fight Hitler because he was the government. Pastor Pike?
Yes, the Bible never requires us to obey anyone outside of our conscience. And governments are established among men according to the Constitution and the Bible in order to seek the peace and the good of those that they rule over.
And when they become destructive of those aims, it is our duty to overturn those.
Exactly. It's as simple as that. And even a wife, the Scripture says, obey your husbands in the Lord, for this is right. A wife is not obligated to even obey her husband if his laws or his commandments to her are oppressive or deny her dignity. I think it's about as simple as that. And Christ, of course, said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. The problem with the federal government and the IRS, and that is that they have gone far beyond their God-given rights concerning taxation and so on.
Well, I mean, Hitler's favorite quote was that, and it's taken out of context. You read the whole body of it, it's totally clear.
Yes. Yeah, there's a simple common sense solution. The Bible wants to encourage us to live in peace and be inoffensive among all of the nations and all of the political systems which the church will have to go through during the thousands of years of the church age. And it doesn't endorse any particular system, but it does say that we should bend to the best of our ability to government, even when they're not perfect. But push comes to shove and the government requires us to do things which are strictly against our conscience, then, like Peter and John, we have to stand up and say, we must obey God rather than man.
Yeah, I mean, if your leader says, eat your baby's brain, you don't have to do it, folks. I mean, it's really simple. Thanks for the call, Delilah. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Matthew in Texas. Matthew, go ahead.
Good day, gentlemen. Alex, this is the same Matthew you met in the last couple of days. I gave you the videotapes.
Oh, yeah, you brought me one of the old shows I did where I was I did the impersonation of a SWAT team guy. That was funny.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that all this stuff that you guys are talking about, it only reinforces my faith. For a while, I was agnostic. I just found out recently that I actually have Semitic Jewish blood in my family lineage. I also wanted to bring up Revelation chapter 2, number 9. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. It also talks about, in Revelation, about how we're going to be persecuted as Christians. And it's all coming true. Everything's just, you know, it's gotten totally out of hand.
The microchips, the world government, the whole thing.
Yeah, you will know them by their fruits. And it's all coming true. And I just wanted to tell all the listeners out there that one of the things that can turn this around is just call out to the good God and ask him for help, and that's just about it.
All right, God bless you, my friend. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the videos you brought down to the TV studio. Pastor Pike, comments to what he just said?
Yes, we are in a spiritual warfare, and the Bible, correctly interpreted, does have profound guidance for us in our time. And tragically, there have been interpreters of biblical prophecy like Hal Lindsey and Tim LaHaye who've gotten the church way out of touch with reality.
By design. We'll be right back. Hello.